at the 2013 Conservation in Action Tour. I'm visiting with Emilio Oyarzabal with Monsanto. And Emilio, first of all, tell me what you do for Monsanto.
Well, I really started with Monsanto in the United States in 2001, when we just, sorry, 1991, I pretend to be younger, when I just graduated with my PhD in Iowa State University, and I started developing Roundup-ready soybeans for Monsanto. I'm a field scientist. We were developing, I had the fortune to be part of the group that developed Roundup-ready soybean, Roundup-ready corn, BT corn, corn rootworm. You know, it was unbelievable because I saw how agriculture started to change with technology. Okay.
Well, and speaking of that technology, you're from Argentina, and I believe that this technology has grown and expanded in use around the world. Some challenges to some of that still, but very much accepted in more and more areas, I think, around the world. How has that helped? We've talked to a lot of growers here in the United States, but how about down in Argentina?
Well, it's not only Argentina. The expansion of cropping in Argentina and Brazil was kind of started with the adoption of transgenic crops. Mm-hmm. In the case of Argentina, it took this direction of the non-till. If you go to visit Argentina, have these organizations called APRESID, that are the non-till farmers of Argentina. It's one of the largest non-till farmers organizations in the world, because at that time they have a tremendous erosion problem, and the Roundup-ready soybeans in Argentina and Brazil and in Paraguay were the tool to conserve the soil fundamentally, you know, and to be profitable and efficient, you know. Yeah.
Well, let's look at Monsanto's very much supportive of the work of the Conservation Technology Information Center. How important is that work, do you think, not only to Monsanto, but also to your customers?
Oh, you know, we are in a very interesting moment. We need agriculture more than ever, because everybody knows this issue about the increasing population, the increases in diet requirement of people. We understand that. However, people also need to understand that we need to protect farming, because farming has been accused of producing environmental damage. And if we observe the problem and we start to say how we can fix this, or how we can really improve what we do, conservation is one of, or kind of make your farm sustainable, is one of the ways to deflect the criticism and to improve, you know? And for that reason, for us and for our customers, this issue that I call sustainability, incorporate sustainability of whatever you do, is crucial.
Well, I heard it said here, and I like the idea that we, as farmers, don't just produce a crop that's turned into food. We also produce clean air and clean water, too. And that's an interesting concept.
Well, you know, more and more companies are being evaluated not only for what they produce, but for the environmental footprint that they leave. And, you know, in this world, when you do something, you need to utilize materials, or you have residues or waste, right? And the question is how to try to figure out that utilize the less materials possible and to reduce the waste, and in a way which everything be sustainable for the future. You know, that's the idea.
And I know that's important to Monsanto. How or what are some of the things that Monsanto's doing now to help achieve that?
Okay. We, 5 years ago, we in Monsanto, our CEO and the board of directors approved what are the big mission of Monsanto. That was to duplicate yields for 2030, the yields of corn, soybean, cotton, the crops that we are involved with, and to doing it by decreasing input by a third. And that is, when you start to think about, that's very complicated. Because mean that for 2030, we need to produce in every acre of corn in the United States 300 bushels of corn, and we need to use a third of the inputs, I mean fertilizers and water, that we use in the year 2000. And biotechnology is a tool, but it's not the only tool. We need to incorporate, we need to make a paradigm shift in what we do in agriculture. Remember that we, in agriculture, we are using basically the same ideas for the last 150 years, right? We changed the technology right now. Our equipment allow us to pass in the field in seconds, right? In the past, it was minutes or hours. Our seeds are more protected. Look what happened the last 2 years. A very wet year, a very dry year, and still the yields in the United States were unbelievable. However, we need to change our thinking about, well, maybe we will need to change the design of the crop. Maybe we need to think about a different way to include rotations in our system to create this biological diversity. Maybe we need to use fertilizers in a very different way or in a very different form or we need to think in different ways. You right?
Well, we see, besides a company like Monsanto, many others here supporting this effort that are involved in those different areas, nitrogen management, nitrogen itself, and in the machinery that we put out into the field. And then, of course, we go into the whole precision area where we've got, GPS-controlled equipment and all that. So it all does seem like we have a lot of things working together to help, I guess, affect that change that is needed.
Yes, the two things need to happen. Farmers need to take a conscience that they need to stop one day and think about how I can do this much better. That's one thing that need to be happen, because until farmers don't adopt, this will be an academic exercise. But we, the professionals and the companies servicing farmers, need to provide solutions or tools that be much better. The tools that be more complex, you know? Like, that's a big promise of precision farming, that due to the fact that in a farm, farms are very variable and yields, the weather is always unpredictable and those kinds of things, how we can create tools to provide to farmers that a farmer can say, okay, my best chance for this particular year is to do this and that in a systemic way. We'll not be changing only one thing, but we'll be changing many pieces together. See?
We want to thank Monsanto for the support they provide us with our news outlets like AgWire.com and PrecisionPays.com, and glad that we could meet here at this CTIC Conservation Action Tour. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.